Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this October the 30th, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at the world of politics. And we'll be looking at our main topic of the FBI reverses course and reopens investigation on Hillary Clinton. Yes, folks, you heard me right. The FBI is going to reopen the investigation on Hillary Clinton. And we'll be looking at what caused the FBI to reopen the case and what, if any, impact it will have on the upcoming election on October the 8th. And folks, this is a major announcement that came out on Friday, and it has sent shockwaves, to be honest, around the world, through Washington, through the whole world. And I'll be honest, I was actually surprised that they are reopening and going to investigate Hillary Clinton for her role in the emails, which everybody knows she should have been prosecuted for that, but oh well. But speaking of the presidential election 2016, we're only 8 days away from the November 8th election. This is the main, this is one of the main, This is one of the most important elections that there is around the world. This is history, folks. We are living in history. And these people that says living right now is boring. I don't know what planet you are living on, but this is historic times right now. We're on that fine point, slippery slope. If we choose to go one way, we're going to be in tyranny. If we go another, we're going to be in prosperity. But it's up to you, the voter, to get out. Get out on October the 8th and vote. The establishment is going to try everything that they can to steal this election from Donald Trump. The public, majority of the public has spoken. I have talked to some Democrats, and Wednesday night, I was at a Barnes & Noble's, decided to get out of the house after work, and run into some people that I've got to know from going down there. And we've talked politics. I got to know them from me wearing my Hillary for President shirt, and they loved it. And we just got talking about what's been going on with politics. I hadn't seen them in a couple weeks. And we just got talking, both of me, her husband. And we got talking, just telling me that her grandfather was a Democrat, and she remembered that her grandfather loading up her and her brother and sister and going to Democrat rallies, anything for the Democrat Party. But she did say an interesting point, and I've noticed this from a lot of Democrats, the ones that are awake. She said that if her grandpa was alive today, he would not vote Hillary. He said, this is not the Democrat Party that I supported. Of course, it's not. It's been hijacked, just like the Republican Party. You have Republicans like Paul Ryan. That's the main example right there. Paul Ryan, that is nothing but a Democrat dressed up as a Republican. And all these, John McCain is another one. Yeah, all these Republicans are speaking out against Trump are nothing but Democratic operatives that has sold their soul to the devil to join the globalist elite and try to control this world and make this world theirs in their own way. And yes, all this does ties into Hillary because she is part of the global elite. She is 100% evil, folks. And I'm sorry if some of you that just listen to this show by chance, not my regular listeners, are saying, what is he talking about? Hillary's good. No, Hillary is pure evil, folks. And I love when I get people that call in, or excuse me, not call in, that send these look on the chat board, that send these messages, they're Hillary supporters. And they say, why do you bash Hillary so much? These brain-dead liberals are so gullible, they don't realize the trouble that this country is in and will be in if Hillary gets into office. But folks, like I said, we are in historic times, and we need to do everything we can to get out to vote, encourage people, take people to vote. Take people to vote, carpool, and let them know that Trump is the answer to bringing this nation back. We're going to take a quick break and get into our main subject of the FBI reverses course and opens investigation on Hillary. We'll be back right after this quick break. Folks, we are back, and our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach us on our chat board. I'd love to, for you to call in with your questions, comments, retorts, especially if you're a Hillary supporter. I'd like to speak with you. Even if you're a Trump supporter, I'd like to speak with you. Again, our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. 9109, or you can hit us up on our chat board. But what we are talking about is the FBI reverses course and reopens investigation on Hillary Clinton. The article is not up on our website yet. I am still working that because there is a lot of information that I have found out about this. But feel free to visit our website. It is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. The article will be up later tonight after the show. Check it out and contact with me on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us. You can get breaking stories that I don't put on the website or tweets that I put out with information to help wake up fellow patriots. Again, the call number is area code 845-277-9109. But Friday, when this information broke, I was listening to another talk radio show, and I felt over when I heard that the FBI is reopening the investigation on Hillary Clinton about her emails. This shocked the Clinton Foundation. And what brought this about, a lot of people then asked them, what brought this about? Well, it was several things that brought this about. The first being is the uproar where the FBI, Loretta Lynch, decided not to press charges on Hillary Clinton. I am working on an article for Thursday that on some information I found out about what happened in the meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Lynch in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, at the airport. That article will be out Thursday, but the FBI has been in such an uproar when the FBI director, Comey, decided not to press charges against Hillary. The agents under him that investigated the case was like, what in the world are you thinking? Why did you just do that? And I have to say that I was shocked when I heard the FBI had reopened the case. What I'm going to play for you is at Donald Trump's rally in New Hampshire, when he heard about the reopening of the case, let's just take a listen to what Donald had to say.
I need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement. The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation. They are reopening the case into her criminal and illegal conduct that threatens the security of the United States of America. Hillary Clinton's corruption is on a scale we have never seen before. We must not let her take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office. I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made. This was a grave miscarriage of justice that the American people fully understood. And it is everybody's hope that it is about to be corrected.
Trump said it right there. It was a grave mistake by the FBI that they let Hillary Clinton off on this. And what caused them to reopen this? Well, it has to do that, listen to this, folks, Huma Abedin's husband, the notorious Anthony Weiner, you know, the one who got caught sending pictures of himself to women. Well, the FBI is investigating him for a sexting scandal, and they confiscated a device that was used, it does not say if it's a laptop, cell phone, or whatnot, they confiscated it in the sexting probe of Anthony Weiner. The reason why they take Huma Abedin's device is because that is her, Anthony Weiner is Huma Abedin's husband. So that is why they looking into that. Sorry about that, folks. But that's what caused them to look at it. And when they start looking through the electronic device, they found these other emails or text messages or whatnot and decided to reopen the case on Hillary Clinton. And when I heard this, I'll be honest, I was ecstatic. Now, this is going to cause trouble for the Hillary Clinton camp, but like I said, the FBI on this past Friday reopened the investigation to Hillary Clinton's private email server. And the month of October, Hillary probably is wishing this month would hurry up and get over. Because these October surprises are really destroying her, the best way to say it, and I love it. See, I hate to see anybody. I usually don't cheer for the destruction of people because what you wish for may come back and get you. But this woman is pure evil, pure satanic. It makes me sick to see her ad where she says that she are for kids. I just want to cringe when I see that. But I said, when that happened 10 days out from the election, and you know it rocked the Clinton campaign, but in a letter to committee and lawmakers relevant to the matter, FBI Director James Comey cited recent developments for the Bureau's decision to look into new emails which may contain classified information and how they may relate to previous investigations. Before I go any further, Friday when I got home, mainstream media, I started checking out Fox, CNN, MSNBC, you know, CNN's the Clinton News Network, and NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. All of them was regurgitating the same line. What that line was, the FBI may reopen. Big OX right there, mainstream media, dinosaur media. They have reopened the investigation. Get your facts straight. But in the email that Director Comey sent, in previous congressional testimony, I referred to the fact that the FBI, or Federal Bureau of Investigation, had completed its investigation of former Secretary Clinton's personal email server. Due to recent developments, I am writing to supplement my previous testimony. In connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned, unrelated case, the sexting account of Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin's husband, which Huma Abedin is the lover of Hillary Clinton, it's been notated on several references that when they travel, they stay in the same motel room. Hello! And Bill Clinton's made the references that Hillary has had more women than he has. But to go on, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. I am writing to inform you that the investigation team briefed me on this yesterday, and I agree that the FBI should take appropriate investigative steps designed to allow investigators to review the emails to determine whether they contain classified information, as well as to assess their importance to our investigation. Although the FBI cannot yet assess whether or not this material may be significant, and I cannot predict how long it may take us to complete the additional work, I believe it is important to update your committees that our effort in light of my previous testimony, Comey stated. then when that went out, the head of the one of the committees, the oversight committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chavez, tweeted out about the FBI statement. He put, FBI director just informed me the FBI has learned of this email that appeared to be pertinent to the investigation case reopened. And like I said, he is on that Republican Congressman Jason Chavez. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but oh well. He is on the chairman. He is the chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. They also were sent to Rich Burr, the committee. He is the Select Committee on Intelligence. And Jason Chavez led an oversight committee to pursue perjury charges against Hillary in this. So Hillary may be finally in some trouble. But back in July when Director Comey announced the FBI's investigation to Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State would not result in recommendation to the Justice Department to pursue charges. Although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate to this case. That's what he said in a speech this time. But the backlash over this since that has happened has been tremendous, especially within the FBI from the investigators who worked on this case, the agents that worked on this case. And the Washington Post tried to contact the Clinton campaign, and Spokesman was not immediately available to make a comment. Democratic vice presidential pick Tim Kaine said he's got to read a little more when asked about the FBI investigation during an early voting site visit in Tallahassee, Florida. See, the Clinton camp is circling the wagons. Now, listen to this. This is how mainstream media is helping Hillary and them. Likewise, Hillary ignored questions shouted at her from reporters when she disembarked from her campaign plane for a rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now, this Associated Press thing, CNN. Clinton's plane does not have Wi-Fi. Her advisors learned about the FBI ladder when you did. That was a tweet from CNN. CBS News showed a video of Hillary as she was emerging from her plane. She was ignoring the questions. But I want to tell you how quickly that was debunked about that her plane does not have Wi-Fi. A Wall Street Journal writer claims that the plane does indeed have Wi-Fi, that he knows he has been on the plane. Byron Pettigrew, the Hillary Clinton plane has Wi-Fi. And then American Mirror Kyle Olson puts out a little quote that says, "So it just happened the Wi-Fi went out today?" Question mark, Kyle, I love your question right there. And Clinton campaign finally did make a comment on the Comey letter and the investigation from John Podesta. Now, I'm going to read you that real quick. Get it right here. "Upon completing this investigation more than 3 months ago, FBI Director Comey declared no reasonable prosecutor would move forward with a case like this and added that it is not even a close call in this in the months since, Donald Trump and his Republican allies have been baselessly second-guessing the FBI and in both public and private browbeating the career officials there to revisit the conclusion in a desperate attempt to harm Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. FBI Director Comey should immediately provide the American public more information than is contained in the letter he sent to 8 Republican committee chairmen. Already we have seen characterizations that the FBI is reopening investigation, but Comey's words do not match the characterizations. Director Comey's letter refers to emails that have came to light in unrelated case, but we have no idea what those emails are, and the director himself notes they may not even be significant. It is extraordinary that we would see something like this just 11 days from election, presidential election. Director owes it to the American people to immediately provide the full details of what is now examining. We are confident that this will not produce any conclusions different from the one the FBI reached in July. See, they're playing semantic and word games here to throw the people off. And that's one reason I can't stand the Clintons and their campaign staff. They want to play all these word games, Maddox. And that tweet was put out by Phil Mattingly showing the full Clinton campaign statement. The Washington Examiner then, as you heard earlier, Trump talking about the FBI, put out what Trump had said. I have great respect for the FBI and Department of Justice. Will have the courage to right their horrible mistake. So, folks, this is very impressive, and this may be the final nail in the coffin of Hillary Clinton. But just know if any people had noticed on Friday that, and I noticed this when I saw it on CNBC stock report, the stocks turned negative after the report of the new probe, adding that many analysts have said that the markets were pricing in a Clinton victory in November. See, they are already trying to get the people to think that Hillary has got this election sewn up and that there is no way she will lose it with their fake polls and all that. Well, if you look at the real scientific polls like Pew Research, Trump is ahead anywhere from 5 to 15 points in key battleground states and across the nation. They want to go ahead and create the perception that Trump has not won this election when he really is winning the election. Again, the article will be up after the show about the FBI reverses course and reopens the investigation on Hillary emails. But join us next week at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. And we're going to get here even more and more strange things. My only concern is how is the Republic going to strike back? When I mean not Republic, how the evil empire, the globalists, are going to strike back with all this coming out against them. We'll see you next week at 6 p.m. Visit our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com.